Your daily Devo for Wednesday, November 12th, 2025, titled Protection Prevails, written and read by Sarah Grace. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. John 17:11. Flashlights can be very helpful, especially on a dark path through a trail in the woods. But what happens if the battery is dead or non-existent? Maybe that's when it is important to have a solar-powered flashlight. Even then, there is a source needed to illuminate the light bulb. Oh, and a switch is necessary to make the flashlight go on. Even more powerful than a flashlight that points the way through the trail is the power of protection through the name of Jesus, who leads us through valleys, floods, and fire. Psalm 23, verse 4. Isaiah 43, verse 2. This is the name that God the Father has bestowed upon his Son Jesus, and not only does this name protect his people individually, but it's also a collective call to unity. As we are united through Christ Jesus our Lord, the thorns and thistles on this path are covered in the light. The exposed roots we will no longer fall over. We are kept on the path when his word lights up our path. Psalm 119, verse 105. There may be uncharted territory on which we travail, but when we walk in this way of righteousness, Proverbs 8:20, united with Christ, he is the provider of the protection we need. This protection is provided not only to protect us for each step, but daily and for eternity. Action step for today: find protection in the true source.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.